down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I apologize for that. I was on a phone call, and I kept telling the guy, I got to go. But greatly appreciate Missy, her time coming on the show today to announce all of the new technology and the way that she is able to now interpret the information. Greatly, greatly appreciate her sharing that information with us. Again, the phone number, 269-964-4044. Just call her office, schedule a consultation, a conversation with Missy. She'll start asking you questions about you. Make sure she understands your situation, what's going on in your life, why you are picking up the phone, and why you're giving her a call. And I got to tell you, it will change your life permanently and forever. We went through the program initially back April of 2023. And have been keeping it off ever since. Want to be bad? Go ahead and do it on the weekends, like she said. Do it all day long. She doesn't care. But the bottom. You're going to be able to absolutely live your life permanently and forever changed by her in this system. Highly, 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 highly recommend it. One of the things that is happening here at the studio right now, we're starting to experience some high winds, and I got knocked off the air. I had to re-engage with the studio, so hopefully we'll be able to get through the rest of today's show without any more problems. But we'll keep monitoring it and letting you know if something happens. We will be back on. Just stay with us. High winds are picking up here at the studio, and hopefully you'll be able to hear us for the rest of today. Another story I had lined up that caught my eye from Lansing. This process and what's going on through Lansing right now. As we're going through the press associations, FEMA announcing that the assistance for ice storm ravaged utilities is forthcoming. Northern Michigan utilities can now be reimbursed for repairs made during the disaster that was caused by last March. Remember the last week of March, the ice storm? Residents of 13 counties can now apply for PIE&G. Their co-op is looking at $150 million in recovery costs. Great Lakes Energy, the other co-op serving northern Michigan, $155 million. If PIEG had to repay the loans it took out to fix its systems, each household would have to pay an estimated $4,500. The ice storm hit PIEG the worst. The small co-op serves 35,000 Northern Michigan members. They saw 2,800 utility poles, 900 transformers, and 3,800 miles of power lines completely destroyed. It took the crews 400,000 work hours over 3 weeks to rebuild the grid. In all, 19 of 20 substations lost power, and 99% of its members lost power, some more than once, according to the governor's office. Likewise, Great Lakes Energy is a not-for-profit co-op with no investors, meaning that the absence of federal help, its members would have to pay the entire freight for fixing the system over a series of years. This amendment will help lower the cost for residents who have been paying for the utility repair work following the historic ice storms last year, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. During her visit to the White House last week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer pushed President Donald Trump personally for federal help to this area of the state. The governor, who visited the White House, pushed the envelope on Northern Michigan emergency assistance, which was the top of her list of agenda to talk with President Trump directly about. The amendment that she's talking about has to do with the public funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, known as FEMA. State Representatives Parker Fairburn of Harbor Springs and Cam Cavett of Sheboygan thanked the president for moving this atop his agenda. Initially, funds had been denied through the emergency funds and other avenues that the governor attempted to do. Well, Trump finally agreed to give more federal funds for Up North Ice Storm. That was reported on March 10th, just 6 days ago. State Representative Parker Fairburn and Cam Cavett both thanked the president. Cavett, in making a statement to the press, said this was a much-needed win for the communities of northern Michigan. So again, monies are coming to PIEG. 13 counties were affected. $150 million for PIEG and $155 million for Great Lakes Energy. So federal dollars are coming. No details as to when. No details on how much it will potentially reduce our electric bills from these providers, but we will continue to follow the story. Another story got lined up, and this is kind of interesting because as we are looking at the agenda for the upcoming budget, passing the hat for statewide court costs. Michigan's judiciary is getting $2 million under the governor's fiscal year budget recommendations for a growing statewide computer network that manages state court administrators. Tom Boyd told the lawmakers on Thursday that's not enough. statewide case management system known as CMS needs an additional $9 million. Excuse me. Hold on one second. Needs an additional $9 million and a total of $11 million for next year. In order for the money to continue, Tom Boyd, the state court administrator, said fiscal year 2027 and fiscal year 2028 is going to need more money. Boyd was speaking to the House Corrections and Judiciary Appropriations Subcommittee last Thursday. Here's what the CMS basically does statewide. 260 courts, or about 86%, are using the CMS system statewide. 15 more are currently in the process of coming on board. This includes Ingham County courts and 4 Saginaw County courts. Basically, this leaves 30 courts waiting their turn to get into the CMS program. Among 3 of the most populated counties in the state, Kent, Oakland, and Wayne County. The remaining counties are spread out through Michigan, including courts in Sheboygan and Presque counties, as well as Berrien and Monroe. Well, State Representative Amos O'Neill, Democrat from Saginaw, acknowledged that the Supreme Court Administrative Office is excellent at moving money to fund its needs. And he even questioned whether that can be done to fund the $9 million funding gap for this upcoming fiscal year 2027 budget, strictly for CMS system alone. Well, in responding, State Court Administrator Tom Boyd said 1/3 of its budget is restricted, meaning it's used for certain purposes. Another 1/3 is paying salaries for trial court judges. The amount to administer the office is less than 1/3. We spent a lot of time with a very sharp pencil to try to figure out how to maximize the efficiency and effectiveness of our spending, and that there isn't any place that we can find $1 million, let alone $20 million. He told the committee members the data system that they provide is vital. Bottom line, this investment needs to be made and continued. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number 2, we'll be right back.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment sponsored again by Missy, My Pure Health Solutions. She wants to talk to you about this new technology, 269-964-4044. Give her a call. Chairman of the committee, State Representative Bradley Slagg, Republican of Zeeland, questioned Boyd at this hearing about whether or not CMS could reach a point where they could potentially market their programs, making it a way to generate their own revenue. Items such as background checks. Charge the public for the background checks to generate revenue to the courts that utilize their software. Well, Boyd said lawmakers throughout the years have determined background checks fall under the purview of the Michigan State Police. And private access is through the Internet Criminal History Access tool known as iChat. However, he noted courts are already in the background check business as court records are used in that search, even though there's no formal repository. Anytime someone wants to make money off the courts, we're hesitant while the whole court reform issue is ongoing. Well, based on the fact that courts are funded in part through the revenue generation, when a trial judge imposes fines and costs against criminal defendants, that's not a system Boyd is crazy about because it forces the judge to make decisions on how much people should pay to cover the court's cost. Justice isn't a for-profit enterprise, Boyd said. If the system at large has a fee to use and the judges have nothing to do with it, perhaps we can make that work, but that's not how the state of Michigan is structured today. Well, maybe it's time to restructure it. We've been doing things in this state the wrong way for decades. It's one of the reasons why the state is broken. Well, you got to think outside the box. And as this state representative said, there's got to be a way for this thing to generate its own revenue without us constantly having to pour taxpayer dollars into it. Well, Boyd concluded in front of the Judiciary Committee stating additional $250,000 is needed immediately to meet the existing problems we have. Also, additionally, $100,000 for contracted security, which would allow the courts to increase hourly pay for building security built in to these systems outside the Lansing area. As we expand this program into other courts' jurisdictions, the bottom line, we need more money. Until you guys change the laws, we need the money and we need it now. So again, this according to Boyd, Tom Boyd, he's the state administrator for this CMS system that's used statewide. Now, one other short story I want to get into. Former Marshall Superintendent Randy Davis. Marshall Superintendent is running for the Calhoun County base 45th House District, currently represented by State Representative Sarah Leitner. Davis said he filed as a Democrat, but his focus is providing more balance and respectful discourse for the betterment of Michigan. He said he's not happy with what he sees as being the extreme polarization going on in Lansing, both between Republicans and Democrats. Davis said the tenure of politics is out of control. He came to the school district back in 2009 and retired after 2021. He was superintendent during the merger with the Albion School District, previously the superintendent of Athens School District. He served as the interim superintendent for the Marlee School District for a couple of years. Well, this is interesting because Leitner is term limited out of the House. And this is the first candidate to file to replace her. No Republican as of yet has filed. So it's going to be a very interesting election, and we'll keep an eye on that seat as well. Finally, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib filed a petition signatures for her fifth term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Inkster Mayor Byron Nolan announced he would be running against Tlaib in the 12th Congressional District primary. Conservative Representative Rochelle Smith, Angelus Regas, and Josh Shriver all filed to run for their third terms in the state house. So good to see those three running for re-election in Lansing. Would love to see Rashida Tlaib beaten in her primary. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of My